handcrafted might be hipster, but it's trending and you should pay attention. Today, we're discussing creative opportunities for analog art to impact the quality of expression in your videos. Welcome to Video Production Daily. Today, what I have for you is really just a quick tip. It can be so difficult to find ways to do abstraction in videos. I don't know what you call it, I call it abstraction. But when I do my pre-production, I really lay out the full plot. You know, I map my points of conflict, I have the ideas I want to share, I hopefully have mapped the emotions that I want people to feel at certain parts of the video. I kind of have all the information that I need to go do a pre-viz and start to put together a foundation for what the video is going to be, what the music is going to sound like, and then I start thinking about visual abstraction. So what are the things that you can do in B-roll or, you know, other things visually to kind of spice up a video? What are the creative elements that are going to become video elements and keystones of your production? Maybe for you it's generally titles or motion graphics or something like that. And the tip I have for today to just, you know, throw some gasoline on your brainstorming sessions and hopefully give you something to go run and work with is something that I've seen quite a bit of success with over several projects that I've either produced directly or been a part of a project team on. And that is capitalizing on analog art to become a part of your digital productions. So what does that mean? Well, find an artist that does something cool in the analog world. So these could be painters, these could be tape artists, these could be graffiti artists. The world of analog art is massive, and I think often it gets overlooked in the digital era that we're in. But like I said in the introduction, this stuff is trending. People love to see what other people can do with their hands without constantly hitting Control Z. I'm sure you've heard edit points in these podcasts. Maybe that turns you off and you think, is that really all that authentic? There's something very authentic about analog art and the impact that analog art can have on people. So if you're really working to, you know, sell a theme and incorporate ideas around maybe transparency or, you know, power to the people, whatever the theme of your video is, let's just say for the sake of this example that it's female empowerment. Well, you should have a female artist creating something gorgeous that represents female empowerment. And maybe it's just a neon sign that says female empowerment. We did a neon sign video that was very cool, following an artist as they were bending the glass and going through the entire process of creating a neon sign around a theme in one of our videos. And it was massively successful. People loved to watch it. And now you've found all of this really interesting and incredible B-roll to incorporate in your production that just gives it an artistic flair that that is authentic, and it's interesting, and it's beautiful, and it's art making art. You're making art of someone making art, and you're able to amplify the ideas of your video and your creative with this visual abstraction that communicates the exact same points that you knew you needed to communicate in your video. This is a super fun one. I've been thrilled to be a part of several of these projects. I can't wait to be a part of more of them because I think it's just a terrific way to bring the analog into the digital, to celebrate art, and to make really interesting creative. So that's the tip. It's simple, it's fast. Today's episode of Video Production Daily. Thank you so much for joining me, and I hope you have a terrific week.